What is the connection between dates and death?
At funerals in the Arabic society, and especially in Islam, we serve a fruit called date.
Dates are a blessed fruit, and we serve them because an elderly person closed his eyes forever.
Now, if the one who dies is a young person, we can't serve dates because some people believe that it is haram.
Other people will serve you qutin, which is a dried fig, and other people will serve you knafi.
What all the things that we serve have in common is that they are sweet.
I wanted to talk about kaki bhajwe, which is some kind of sweets that we do in Eid al-Fitr, which is the Eid for Muslims after Ramadan. And these cakes are very special, not just because they taste well. They are stuffed with the dates and they're very delicious. I love them a lot. They might make you gain extra kilos, but they are very delicious and worth it. Another thing about it, it's just not the taste that's important. Making it is important too, because it brings all the family closer together. They have fun doing it and decorating it. They laugh, they do stuff, they celebrate pretty much while doing these cakes. It's really fun, and I recommend everyone to try to do it with your family members.
Stuffed grape leaves. That's my favorite dish. My grandma used to do it perfectly. And it was taste like heaven. And ever since she passed away, I was like trying to find it, trying to make it, trying to eat it, but it never tastes like hers. Until a year ago, I went to a workshop in Khonfesh, a Druzhian village, where I learned to do it myself. And it was the first time that it was tasted like, just like she did it. For me, it's like going back home and closing a circle.
Hi, I'd like to talk about my favorite food, the food that reminds me of my family, the food that makes us come together on holidays, on weekends, even on everyday basis, with good vibes and laughs. And it's called Oshplov. Oshplov is Bukharian food. I'm Bukharit. It's a traditional Bukharian food. It's made out of rice and carrots and chicken and meat. Sometimes you can only put chicken, sometimes you can only put meat. You can put both. It tastes incredible. I think the whole dish is about layers and the taste, and you can always put on salad on it, and you can always mix it with all kinds of things. I think it's a really fun meal. It always brings us together as a family. I mean, my parents, my siblings, my children. We eat it, and we always have a festival around it, because it really is comforting food, and it's our home food. And I think everyone should try it. It really is very good.
Mensef is a dish of rice, lamb, and dry yogurt made into a sauce called jamid. This dish is known as the national dish for Palestinians and Jordanians as well. Along with Just being completely unique and delicious, mensev is so important because it's been known to resolve conflicts and restore peace with tribes in Palestinian and Jordanian districts. That's the power of food. It's also common to eat mensef at Arabic celebration, family gatherings, and weddings. My family have one recipe, and sometimes we add new things, but the most wanted one is my grandmother's recipe.